Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Big Brother 14 Preview Cast. And now, here's the guy who always expects the unexpected, Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Big Brother 14 Cast Preview Spectacular. Ooh. Nicole, how the hell are you? Are you excited?
Spectacular.
We have been waiting months and months for Big Brother to come back.
About a year.
It's been a very long reality TV dry spell since Survivor officially ended in May.
Yes.
We've been waiting 2 months now to get to the point where we get the Big Brother 14 cast, and it finally happened today, Nicole.
It happened.
And now we have, what, 11 new people? It was supposed to be 12, and all of a sudden they lost a guy between the other day and today.
It happens.
They lost a guy. So we had one guy is down.
Uh-huh.
But we have a big cast.
Is that the word on the street that a guy is gone?
Well, there was a guy that was in commercials.
And he's not there anymore.
He's already, he's
ooh,
gone.
Ooh, we need to find out what happened.
This happens from time to time on Big Brother.
Somebody just
doesn't make it from the hotel to the Big Brother house. They lose somebody.
Okay.
Maybe they get cold feet. Maybe they find out he's in the witness protection program.
Yeah.
Or whatever. There's one guy.
Conflict of interest.
I think his name was Mike. But you don't have to learn about him because he's gone.
Yes.
All right. We've got a lot of people popping in already. I've got 224 people already 2 minutes into the show.
Wowzer. Represent, guys.
You know, we are having a blast doing these live shows.
They are a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. We did the other night on Tuesday night, we released the results of our Big Brother Top 14 all-time greatest players.
Right.
That show is on pace to be the biggest show that we've ever done.
Wow.
It has been viewed over 8,000 times. It's the number one show on Spreecast right now. So thank you guys so much for showing up. And I think we've got going to have a lot of fun talking about Big Brother all summer long.
Yes. Let's make this show the best show on Spreecast.
Okay.
I challenge you.
Well, challenge accepted, Nicole.
Wowzer.
All right. Even though everybody didn't love the list, I still got a lot of complaints about the list.
It was a little... Well, you know what? You guys voted.
Yeah.
So it's
your fault. It's your fault. I put up a poll.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fault.
Yeah, don't blame me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We just report the news.
So I went to the printer today to pick up our... Big Brother live feed bingo cards. And I'm very happy with how they came out.
They came out very good.
They came out really good. And of course, the Big Brother live feed bingo cards are part of what we are sending to people who sign up for the Big Brother live feeds through Rob Has a Website.
Right.
If you go to robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds, if you sign up through there and then send me your email address, we'll send you a signed photo and the Big Brother live feed bingo cards. But I wanted to tell people, because people have asked me, Rob, can I still get a bingo card? I didn't sign up for the live feeds through your site.
Yes.
Or I have the live feeds already or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not even going to watch the live feeds. I just want the bingo card. I'm going to make it so you can get a bingo card for $5.
You're a man of the people.
And I'm not charging any shipping. So it's basically, it's like a...
We didn't discuss
I'm breaking
this.
Even on this. Yeah. Hold on. The phone is ringing.
Someone calling. Who is this?
I don't know. I hate when people call when we're doing a live show. Hello? Hello, are you a caller? Are you there?
I'm here.
Who is this?
This is Russell Hantz.
Russell Hantz.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What do you Yes, we hear you perfectly. How do you hear us?
I kind of hear myself twice.
Uh-oh. Okay, well we only hear you once. So that's good. Is it getting better?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the country. I had to walk out a little bit.
Okay. Well, Russell Hantz, that you are the man that we want to talk to.
Perfect
right now.
Timing.
Now, are you currently
isn't this exciting? I mean, how does this happen?
Are you in sequester right now? Are you going to be on a reality show anytime soon again?
I cannot give you that information.
It's a secret.
All I know is I'll be the one walking Willie into the house.
Oof. Whoa!
Big Willie.
Whoa! The big story this hour.
It's like my walking my daughter down the aisle.
Whoa! So
it's a big day.
You're gonna give Willie away to the Big Brother house?
I'm gonna give Willie away. He's my little brother. Like, this is different than Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Brandon, he was never around. I love Brandon. He's my nephew, of course, but this is my brother. You know, we've always, like, me and Willie, we were more together than me and Sean, than me and Brian. You don't even know him. We also have, I have a sister, Vicky and Melanie. Not the ex-wife, it's weird, I know.
Whoa.
But, but my sister's name is Melanie as well. But so with Willie, we were really close because it was just me and Willie always. Like when everybody left, when Sean and Vicky left, Brian ran, you know, ran off. I was there, still there. Willie was still there, and Melanie was a baby. So and Vicky was gone. So you know, it was just us, and I'm the one that fought with Willie all the time. And Mama loved him more than me, and, you know, it was that kind of thing. So me and Willie are tight. We always have been.
Wow. So how did this all happen? Did Willie want to be on Big Brother? Did you call, like, allegedly Brandon sent in a tape that you didn't know about? How did this happen?
Allegedly, Brandon sent in a tape. Did what?
I thought that Brandon.
Really?
I thought
that Brandon sent in a tape of Willie.
No. That's how Brandon got on Survivor. He sent in a tape, and
no.
He didn't tell you.
I got Brandon on Survivor. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I got and Willie the same. I mean, the thing is, it's like the tape, dude. The tape was so good, and we will release it soon. The tape is so good. That's how you get on reality TV. Like, if you can make a tape like that, when I seen his tape, I was like, holy crap, he's going to be on Big Brother. I knew it immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as I seen it, I knew it. Then we sent it in. We edited it, of course, did some little tweaks to it, sent it in, and then I called Robin myself and was like, look, I know this is crazy. Crazy. but you need to watch this tape.
Okay.
I was like, for your entertainment only, just watch it. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
See it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. So give us the scouting report on Willie. Is he going to be more Russell Hance or Brandon Hance? Or Sean
no
Hance?
No way. He's not even close to Brandon. Willie is going to be 10 times. He might be the perfect candidate to play Big Brother because, I tell you, I just retweeted something that Evil Dick tweeted. Somebody asked him, who does he think can go far in the show? He said, Willie Hance. And now I'm friends with him, but that doesn't, trust me, he says who he wants to say.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care if I'm his friend or not. That's not his motivation. But you know as well as me, by what he said when I with the tweet, makes perfect sense. He said, Willie got to see me 3 times on Survivor and Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
He got, so he had, he was the one back saying, you know, Willie was one of my number one fans, especially season 18. He thought I was the best player to ever play the game. He was like, he tells me that all the time. You're the best player in the game. Well, then he got to see the flaws the second season, third season. Then he's seen Brandon give away crap. Then he starts comprehending and understanding.
Yeah.
Do you understand the strength and motivation and, you know, the schooling that gives somebody?
It's huge.
You know what I mean?
It's huge. And what,
it's a huge advantage.
It is.
A huge advantage. And they don't even know it. They're not even going to see it coming. That he might look like me a little bit, but there's no way they're going to think he's me. And there's no way. Brandon couldn't wait to say, I am Russell Hance's nephew. Willie, he does not want to say he's a Hance at all.
Right.
I'm like, Willie, I had to like sit him down and say, Willie, listen, if you're in a bind and you have to throw that card out, he's like, no. And I'm like, Willie, just think. I mean, if you know you're going home, and somebody respects the game, and you have to, you can easily say, hey, Russell's my brother. And maybe, just maybe, it would change the way they think. If you change the way they think, you can change the way the whole game is played.
Yeah, tell
and
them.
That's how I play Survivor.
Yeah, tell
and
people.
He's like, and he's like, maybe.
Well,
if it comes down to that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, just remember you have that card.
Yeah. And if you tell people.
Brandon used it as not a card. He used it as, oh, look at me, look at me. I'm Russell Hanson's nephew.
And is Brandon okay? I saw on Facebook that he was in the hospital. Is he okay now?
Brandon had something wrong. Every time he...
Well, this we know.
Well, he just had something wrong. Brandon's fine. He's just,
but he's okay. Okay.
He's okay now.
He had some kind of stomach virus or something.
Oh. I think he had like appendicitis.
I don't know. He's been in the hospital for like 3 days.
Oh my God.
He's trying to get over that right now, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, Russell.
I talk to him every other day, and Brandon's fine.
Okay.
Now, Russell, this may make you upset, but Nicole told me tonight before this show started, after reading Willie's bio, she thinks Willie might be her new favorite Hans.
He took it from you, Russell.
Hey, I can understand that. A lot of people are going to love Willie. I keep telling everybody, Willie will be as popular to Survivor as Russell is to... I mean, I'm sorry.
We got it.
Willie
we got
will
it.
Be as popular to Big Brother as Russell is to Survivor.
No.
And that's pretty up there your first time around, and I think Willie will get that.
And what is his strategy going to be? Is he going to play like you did the first time on Survivor?
I think Willie to be likable. They're going to like him originally, like they did me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody liked me. People don't realize that. Of course they liked me. You know, everybody liked me. That's why they got so butthurt when they found out that I wasn't really on their side. But, you know, I think Willie will stay with that. Like, he'll tell the audience, the cameras, how he feels. But, you know, in their face, you're going to see, what do y'all want to do? It's up to you. No, I'm not the boss. You're in control. Not me. Like, Willie's going to control, I'm telling you, Willie is going to control this game like I did the first Survivor. And nobody's going to know it.
Okay.
It's going to happen just like that. If he doesn't go far in this game, then I'll be shocked. Because he has everything it takes to win a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do well. He looks very even-keeled. I was a little worried about him. I read his bio. I saw his video up on Superpass. I thought he seemed very calm. He didn't say he was going to come into the house and cause a whole big stir. Mm-hmm. Like in the Big Brother house, if you do some of the kind of stuff you did on Survivor, you'll be out right away. You got to play it slow.
Very important. He knows that because another thing that the advantage that Willie has that I didn't have, I wasn't a huge fan of Survivor. I never really watched it. You know, but Willie watched every season of Big Brother. Like, he's a huge fan. And I was like, Willie, you watch the show? And he's like, yeah, man, I love it. I've been watching every season. I'm like, tell me this. And he's like, every strategy, everything that you need to know about the game, he knows. Every flaw that somebody made, you know, hooking up with a girl or this or that, he knows. So, you know, he can fall in love with somebody. But I promise you, he'll keep it even keel to where, you know, because he remembers the game. If you fall in love, you see the guy go first. The girl might win, but the guy doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
So you know, he knows the game. And Willie has such a huge advantage. It might not even be fair to these people. Because his advantage is, you know, he's a huge fan, number one. That's a good plus for anybody. That plays any reality show, you got to watch it first. Hopefully, they don't just pick you out the street. And then number two, you know, he got the opportunity to see us fail.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I hear you.
And that alone, Willie just sat there and every day, like, he comes over to my house all the time and like, you know, it's just so stupid. How did you not win? I mean, really, Natalie White. Wow, Natalie White.
Yeah, well, hopefully
that's
this
a flaw to Survivor right there. That should be the name of the.
All right, well, let's not get into that.
Natalie White.
All right, well, Russell, we just wanted to hear from you tonight. We've got a lot of other contestants to talk about, not just Willie Hanson, unfortunately. But we hope we're going to hear a lot from you over this summer, and we're looking forward to watching. What is this? The third or fourth reality TV Hanson?
This is the fourth.
We're counting Sean?
This is fourth.
Yeah,
we're going to count Sean?
We have to count Sean.
We'll count Sean.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing Willie.
All right, Russell, thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon. Okay, buddy?
All right, brother.
All right,
bye,
take
Russell.
Care. Bye.
Later.
All right, there you have it, everybody. Russell, you never know who's going to call in on these live shows.
Yes.
You never know who's
expect the unexpected.
You expect the unexpected. All right, so we heard from Russell. Russell is very, he's excited. He's giving his brother away to the Big Brother house. Russell is the Big Brother. Yes. Okay. So we've got a lot to get to. We got our Willie Hance preview.
Yes.
A little bit. I mean, do you want to, while we're on the subject of Willie,
let's talk about Willie.
I mean,
let's talk about Big Willie.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Willie, and then we'll go through everybody one by one. But since we already had Russell on, let's talk about Willie. And I actually thought that, you know, on the heels of Brandon, I was surprised that Willie really does seem to be the most low-key Hance that we've ever seen in one of these houses.
And he's really funny.
What did he say that you thought was so funny?
I was cracking up the entire time I was reading his bio.
Yeah.
He said he's going to miss his roommates cooking, his mother.
Oh, he lives at home with his mom?
Apparently.
With Russell's mom, he lives at home?
Yes.
And he just stays home and watches Big Brother all the time?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, Willie.
His favorite hobbies are gambling.
Yeah.
And going to strip clubs.
That's good.
Everybody's favorite.
I want to bring up my favorite thing from Willie's bio today.
And he's cute.
Whoa, easy, Nicole. Let's take it easy. Favorite activities are gambling and going to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. What would you like to take into the Big Brother house? Cigarettes and vodka. Well done, Willie Hance. And then they asked him on Superpass. They did it's really amazing.
I didn't get to watch that.
On Superpass, they have like a 15-minute interview with every single one of these people.
Who interviews them?
I'm not sure who interviews them. Uh-huh. But they did like a. It's all on Superpass. If you're signed up for Superpass, or if you're not yet, robiswebsite.com/livefeeds. But it really is like the most extensive interviews that I've ever seen about a reality. It's funny. There's nothing on CBS.com, but there's a 15-minute interview on Superpass.
Okay,
so they've got everything on Superpass right now. So they were talking to Willie, and they asked him about like drinking in the house.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what's going to happen if there's drinking in the house? He's like, well, they're just going to give you beer, and that's not even going to get me drunk. So I'm just going to give it to them, because the beer, I don't even get drunk from beer. And so get everybody else drunk.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, that is a good strategy.
Don't waste the beer if it's not going to work.
So we'll see what happens with Willie. He doesn't seem like he wants to come in and play the Hance card, as Russell said.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a Hance tattoo across his chest.
No mention of... He talked for 15 minutes, nary a mention of Jesus.
No mention of Jesus.
Yeah, okay. Or being the savior. Or anything like that.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Is this the evolved Hance?
This is the evolved. So, what do you think, Nicole? I know we like to do arrow pointing up or arrow pointing down. What do we think about Willie Hance?
I don't know. I get a good feeling. I'm saying arrows pointing up for Big Willie.
I think the arrow is pointing up as well. And I swear, this morning... I said, okay, well, I had known it. I had heard the rumors about Willie Hance for a while.
The chat room disagrees.
The chat room may disagree.
Yes.
I have a good feeling about Willie Hance.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't... if he's watched the show before, he knows what's up.
He's learned from Russell's mistakes.
Yeah, and I really think that the people that go out early are the people that are just... a total a-hole.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what he's going to be like.
I don't think so either. But we could be wrong.
Yeah. I think he's going to be okay, Willie Hance. I don't know if he's going to win, and I'll save my predictions for the end of the show. But
we're not saying that.
I will say I think Willie is at least on the jury.
On the jury, okay.
At least on the jury. And I think, you know, these Hances, especially the first time around. And if he doesn't play the Hance card too much.
Yes, although I think he said, what would he do with his fame or whatever?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to be on All Stars.
Really? And they asked him on Superpass, what are you going to do with the money? And he said, yeah, I'm probably going to waste it all. So, yeah, very good.
He's honest, too.
It's very good. Now, there are rumors also of the mentors in the game.
Yes.
Actually, it's not just rumors. Here on CBS.com, there are, it says we have four returning house guests. Mm. And so it says The four returning house guests, this is what they say on CBS.com. In a series first, four of the most successful players in Big Brother history will return to play their own game for a separate prize, and the identity of the four returning players and details surrounding their mission inside the house will be revealed during the season premiere on Thursday, July 12th at 9.
Right.
And just one other note on that. Thursday, July 12th at 9, we will be live next Thursday night, 15 minutes after the episode ends. Oh, you won't be here?
I'm working.
All right, I will be live 15 minutes after the show ends on the East Coast. So that is 10:15 Eastern next Thursday night. I'm pretty sure the live feeds are dark at that time anyway, in between the East Coast and the West Coast feed.
Right.
So it's perfect timing. We'll be live. So join us here. We'll talk about it all when we have our confirmed list of mentors. But do you think that the – what kind of players do you think will be helped by the mentors? And how much of the – do you think the game will really be impacted by the mentors?
No.
Yeah. I really don't know. I really don't know how the mentors are going to be in the game. Like, if the mentors are living in the house
– right.
Like, let's just say hypothetically Janelle was in the house and she was
– and it can't be because she's been tweeting.
She's been tweeting. Yes. Yeah, she's been posting pictures from all over the
it
world.
It can't be her.
Okay, so hypothetically, let's say that Janelle is your mentor. And now, whatever you're doing in the game, let's say you're not on the block, does Janelle just go to the HOH and be like, look, Nicole, you don't have to worry about her. She's good. Don't worry.
But can
Nicole's
Janelle
fine.
Be like, or whoever it is,
yeah.
be playing them as well and really, you know...
Well, she wants her... I think that she would want her people to get to the end so she wins the money.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Do they have... Do the mentors have votes in the game?
I don't know. I wouldn't you be kind of pissed off? Like, you come into the game, you're ready to play Big Brother, and then you have, you know, someone telling you what to do?
And what if I'm telling... What if my mentor is you know, hypothetically, let's say... And let's throw out somebody... Who we're pretty sure is not there.
Okay.
Let's say Jordan is your mentor.
Okay.
Okay. And let's say after a while you feel like you may know the Big Brother game better than
Jordan. You know what's going
Jordan.
On. You're having conversations.
Okay. But they,
that
but here
she
is.
Having.
She's your mentor. It's like, can you tell you? Look, I got this. I got it. I
yeah.
got this.
Yeah. But I had this conversation with you know like they're not having conversations that she's having with other people. You know.
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work.
Yeah.
But and then can the mentors be voted out? I really feel like at some point in the game, the mentors are going to be playing for... they'll be put back into the game. They can win the money.
Plus and their additional prize if they're...
They can win the money, or if they get to the end with one of their students, they get further in the game.
Yes.
Like, oh, the mentors are now eligible, but they have to, you know...
I'd be kind of pissed if I had a mentor.
Yeah, you, because you don't like people telling you what to
don't
do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell Nicole what to do. Even if you know what to do.
You don't, know what
don't
to
tell,
do.
Don't tell Nicole what to do. All right, so let's go into some of this. Yes. You want to go alphabetical
let's
order?
Do it, that's how I did my notes.
Okay.
It's easy.
Let's talk about Ashley Ioko.
I just know their
Eco?
First name.
Eco Challenge? Ashley Ioko.
Yes.
She is a tanning... machine operator. She sprays you with bronzer.
Professional tanner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a good picture of Ashley.
Not the greatest.
This was not a good picture. I think she thought she was more attractive on Super Pets.
Oh, that's good. I
video.
Didn't see the Super
Pets. But this was not a flattering picture.
No.
That's gonna be
hot in the Super Pets videos?
I thought she was hotter.
She's
that's
hotter.
Not gonna be a fun picture to look at all summer long.
This
for
one
her.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is she gonna cry like Jen?
That was great. I love Jen Johnson. Right? Okay, so Ashley Ioko, she's from Pennsylvania. She sprays people with bronzer. She is...
she seems very zen.
She's very zen? I don't know. She seems very dumb to me. I feel like there's a lot of the women in the house. I was not so much impressed with the intelligence of too many of our female house guests this summer.
Guess Survivor gets the smart ones. Big Brother gets...
Yeah,
it's left over.
I guess so. So, what do you think, Nicole? Are you liking Ashley?
I don't dislike her.
Now she outlined her strategy on Super Pass.
Yes,
and her strategy she says is going to be the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs strategy, And basically, she's going to get a bunch of people to do what she wants.
Uh-huh.
She's going to have two big alliances. She's going to have the Seven Dwarfs alliance. Then she's also going to have her big family alliance.
Of
it's going to be really everybody in the house is just going to be in her alliance and getting along with her. And she hates floaters also.
Uh-oh.
Everybody in the house hates floaters. Yes. Everybody's like, look, I'm gonna go after the floaters. I hate the floaters.
But she loves Jeff.
Big Jeff?
Yes. She wants to squeeze him to pieces.
Uh-oh. Watch out. Well, she could be a new Jordan.
Yes, I think so.
I think so. So what do we think, Nicole? Ashley, yes or no?
I don't think it's looking good for Ashley.
But here's the thing.
She seems nice.
Here's the thing about Big Brother, though.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the women that go home early in this game are the women that are bitches.
Right.
If you're a nice girl, if you play along with the other girls in the house and you get along with them,
and you don't get catty with the other
and you
chicks,
don't and you don't yeah. get and you don't get catty, then I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree.
If you go back and take a look at the people who go out early on Big Brother, it's not like the Jordans never go out early on Big Brother.
Right.
It's like the people who like looked at a girl the wrong way, like look at Cassie.
Like Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie last season.
She was pretty.
Or the girls who don't play nice with the other girls. That's the quickest way to get out of the Big Brother house.
Right.
Who is the girl, was it on Big Brother 11 that had like the really big boobs?
They all do.
No, the girl that was like, I think she was in the clique with Jeff and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like.
Yeah, she had the biggest boobs and they were like up to her shoulders.
That was good. I see that. And that's not what you want to do.
Yes.
This girl is Ashley. She seems like she's not putting anybody off. She doesn't have boobs that are too big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think she's going to be around for a while.
Okay.
I think she's going to be around for a while.
Not the greatest player.
But, no, I don't think she's going to do too well. She's going to say a lot of dumb things. She's going to talk about tanning all the time.
She is very tan.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, she seems like she's almost like a Holly. That she's just kind of out there.
Possibly. I could see where that comes from.
Yeah. I think she's like a Holly. And personally, with the casting, I don't see it yet with her. I'm not sure why we were given her.
Okay.
Like, I don't think she's the best looking girl. I don't know if she's that crazy. She might be dumber than we realize, and that might be why she's there.
But
I don't know what exactly they saw about her that's off the charts.
Yes.
That she's there. It's like
she does talk about love a lot in her bio.
Yeah.
She loves love.
You know, when you look at these people, you have to like sort of like figure out like where are they off the charts that the casting people said, okay, we got like, is this person so funny? Is this person so good looking? Is this person so crazy?
Or do they get the dodo music?
Yeah. So I'm not. She seems like she's just kind of a
dodo bird.
Average, unless she's really dumb.
Yeah.
So
I think that's where the arrow is pointing.
We'll see. Now let's talk about another girl in the Big Brother house, Danielle Murphy.
Yes.
She
like one of your favorite baseball players,
like Daniel Murphy. Yeah, almost like that. Little different spellings on the first name and the last name.
Yes.
Okay, so she is a 23-year-old nurse.
Yes.
And her strategy.
Nurse.
Her strategy is she's going to get rid of the floaters.
Everybody wants to get rid of the floaters.
Everybody gets rid of the floaters. Here's the thing. If they asked me, Rob, what is your strategy on Big Brother?
Uh-huh.
I would say, well, I am not going to pick sides of the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try to win a lot of HOHs. And I'm going to try to get rid of all the people who are the really good players and keep all the people who are wishy-washy and just want somebody to tell them what to do.
The people
like,
you
no,
can beat
no,
at the
no,
end.
No, no, no. The people that don't know what they're doing, get rid of them.
Yeah.
They are killing you in this game. You need keep all the people that are good at the game and know what they're doing and win challenges. Keep those guys around. Floaters,
It's funny how she wants to get rid of all the floaters, yet
hates, a life fest.
Yet hates Rachel.
Yeah, well, she could be Rachel-esque.
Yes.
That Rachel hates the floaters.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Jordan, though.
Yes, she loves Jordan.
All right, so what do we think, Nicole, about Danielle Murphy?
I get the feeling she's going to be very opinionated.
Okay. She's going to be opinionated.
Doesn't do too well. Opinionated.
You don't like her.
I don't see her going very far. I think that she's going to be a little mouthy.
I think she's very nice. I think she's sweet. And you know what, Jessica, as we're going along, Jessica Freya, producing the show, best producer in all of Spreecast.
Yes.
I'd love to. We'll take some questions from you guys as we go through each one of the people.
Looks like we have a lot of questions.
I know, we got a lot of questions piled up. So on Danielle, I'll take your Danielle questions.
Yes.
Do you think that the Hants will be one of Ashley's seven dwarfs?
I think it depends how you go.
Yeah, and doing the math in the house. Take it easy. Take it easy. Let's not go there. It would seem likely. But let's keep it on. That was good. That was a good one. But let's stick to Danielle.
Yes.
Let's see. Taylor says, I thought Nicole would like Danielle because she's a nurse.
The thing about nurses, they're kind of bitchy.
Oh, they hate each other.
Yes.
They hate each other.
Nurses
very
are very catty. They are very competitive. And they'll stab in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like Danielle. I think she's gonna do well in the game. I think, going back to what I'm saying, that I think that the girls who are sweet go far in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They do well at the end because people say, well, this person didn't really screw me over. It was really this guy. I could see her going far.
I'm not going to be blinded by her sweetness. I think that there's something there. She's a nurse, like I said. They're crazy.
Rod Jeremy says, Ashley and Danielle both remind me an awful lot of Carol from BB-8. I don't even remember,
Carol
from BB-8. One of them is the first one out. Maybe?
Okay.
This might be sound crazy.
Yeah.
One of them first out, maybe? I don't know. I think they're going to be around for a while. I think both of them are going to be around for a while. Now, here's the thing about Danielle. At first, I was like, I don't know. But now, what if we take a girl who's sweet, who's a nurse, who has to have some level of intelligence to be a nurse? What if we put her with somebody who knows how to play the game?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now we sort of have somebody who's sweet, who could be well-liked in the house,
right,
a little intelligent, and somebody is telling her what to do.
Did she seem very sweet on the video?
I thought she seemed sweet on the video.
I didn't see the video, so I'm not getting this sweetness that you were seeing. Obviously, it's from the video.
Yeah. So I think Danielle, I think she could be a sleeper.
Okay.
Okay? So let's, unless you guys have any other thoughts on Danielle, let's keep moving down the list. Carlos says, is it just me, or does Danielle look older than 23?
She does, but being a nurse is stressful.
It's stressful. It's not the years, it's the mileage. Okay, let's talk about Frank.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank is right. So Frank is the unemployed 28-year-old. Frank is a little bit of a wacko.
Yes, he wants to set up the dream team.
Set up the dream team? Who's on Frank's dream team?
Well, he wants, he loves Chilltown.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's obviously a fan.
Yes, he is.
He's a fan.
But that
could go against him.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like Willie Hantz sitting around watching Big Brother all the time. Unemployed.
Yes.
Okay, so
he lives with his mom?
Here's something interesting that you may not know about Frank, Nicole.
Oh, what's that?
Frank
has cool hair.
Frank is the son of a former well-known professional wrestler.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. Are you familiar with a man named Psycho Sid?
No.
Yes.
No.
A.K.A. Sid Vicious.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Frank is the son of Psycho Sid. And,
interesting.
Yeah, and now he doesn't know if he's going to release this. Now, and it's also unknown if he's going to choke slam anybody in the house.
Oh, I bet it's going to be Willie.
That could be his finishing move.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not like Glass House, where when you vote, you do like a finishing move on people. like if he was on Glass House, he'd do like choke slam into the screen and break the glass. So
I hope he doesn't do that.
People, I think Frank is going to be a big fan favorite this season.
He looks kind of, his picture, he looks nice.
He's got a big Carrot Top-like afro.
He's very Carrot Top-ish.
He's Carrot Top-ish. He's wacky like Carrot Top.
He seems fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a power bomb, not a not a choke slam. I did a choke slam like the Big Show, and
okay.
It's like a power bomb. Devin, good job. That's a bad job by me to forget Psycho Sid's finishing move. He's got like an elbow pad too.
I'm gonna power bomb later.
You, I don't think you know how to perform a power bomb
in a good way.
Whoa! Oh, okay. Yeah. So what else? What else about Frank? He likes Chilltown.
His greatest accomplishment is that he paid for his own braces.
Whoa. Okay, that's pretty good.
He's definitely lived life.
He is also a... he doesn't like spiders or snakes.
Who does?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So, what do you think, Nicole? Arrow pointing up or down for Frank?
I feel like he's going to be around for a while. He seems very likable.
Yeah.
He's smiling a lot in this picture. Like, that means something.
I mean, the whole game of Big Brother is go in a house and don't piss anybody off for 3 months.
I just have a good time.
And if you could just have, like, a good demeanor, if you could just be a friendly person,
yes,
and just get along with everybody and not get into fights with people and not be just an a-hole to people,
uh-huh.
You'll go far in the Big Brother game.
Yes.
Unless you, like, just are so charismatic that people target you, like, oh, we gotta get rid of gotta get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
I think that maybe Big Brother 4... Dave, is that a guy? That's a good example of that. There was one guy who was very, very good, although he had sex with one of the chicks in the house. But it was just like, oh yeah, we gotta get rid of this guy, because he's David. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then he was gone the next day. The chick was gone.
The chick was gone. Yeah. She was the first one out.
Yeah. Major walk of shame.
But he was somebody who was really likable, but they got rid of him because he was too likable. But for the most part, if you're likable and not too much of an alpha male in the house, people will keep you around in Big Brother.
I feel like he'd be good to go drinking with.
I bet Frank would have some good stories,
yeah.
Because everybody who has crazy parents has good stories. And his dad is named Psycho Sid.
Yes.
So you know Frank has some good stories. So what do you guys think about Frank? Do you have any
thumbs
Frank
up, thumbs down.
Feedback? I'm thinking
thumbs up.
Powerbomb up. Brandon says, Frank facts. He made the finals in casting 3 straight years, and he doesn't have a computer or internet. Okay, well, I feel like that's kind of an interesting factoid about Frank.
What does he do in his spare time?
And he's unemployed, so God knows what you do. If you're unemployed and you don't have a computer or internet, it means that you are probably just really good at cranking it.
That's all you do?
And not even that good, because you don't even have the computer or the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to just visualize.
Imagine things. Uses imagine. He probably has a really good imagination.
Probably.
Probably. Let's see. Any other questions about Frank?
Frank the Tank?
Okay. What do you think of Frank's dream team strategy? Well, who's on the dream team? Do you understand how the dream team strategy works?
Oh, he wants to get Larry Bird. He wants to get Michael Jordan.
That kind of dream team?
That's what he said in his bio.
He wants, like, to put an NBA dream team together?
Yes, that's what he says. He has to find a Larry Bird, a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Not a LeBron.
Okay. No, you don't. Why wouldn't you want LeBron?
Well, he wasn't included.
Okay, he wasn't there. And he likes a lot of different basketball teams also.
Yes, okay.
Okay? So you want to talk about Ian, or you want to take a video call?
Let's take a video call.
Okay. All right. Do we have any video calls yet you want to talk about? Anybody want to, we threw 3 people so far. All right, let's... Here we go. Here's our first video call of the night. And hello, go ahead.
What's up, Rob and Nicole? It's Paul from Fantasy Reality.
Paul, how are you doing? Are you excited for the new cast of Big Brother 14?
I am very excited. I'm actually a little bit new to the show. So my question was, I'm a big Survivor fan. What are the similarities between sort of Survivor and Big Brother? Since we got a Hans going on there, I thought he might have an advantage.
Okay, well, if you're a Big Brother newbie, and I know we do have a lot of people who follow us through Survivor,
right.
And then listen to this podcast for Survivor, and are saying we are going
to
watch Big Brother for the first time this year
after
13 seasons. Basically, just to sum it up real quick, the difference between Survivor and Big Brother, Survivor, you can go much more balls to the wall. It's 39 days long. It's a sprint to the end. You could blindside people off the bat. It doesn't come back to bite you that much.
People recover quickly.
You could tell people a lot more lies on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more of everybody banding together around the physical people because they're keeping them safe in the challenges.
Right.
And also are providing for them. In the Big Brother house, physical strength is not so much of an asset.
No.
It's really not. It's kind of a liability. And you really have to keep your hands clean of blood a lot more in the Big Brother house because it's a 3-month marathon. And so the people who do well in the Big Brother house often tend to be the people who are much more behind the scenes, under the radar, and who at the end of the day, after 3 months, don't have that much blood on their hands so that the jury can't say, well, you know what, screw you, you did this to me. And a lot of times on Big Brother, what happens is that we end up with two big alliances, and the alliance is sort of like, okay, this week we're in charge of the house, so we're putting two people from your side up, and then the other side gets it the next week, and okay, we're putting two people from your side. So whoever's at the head of the two sides tend to be the people that go home. And then at the end, you get a lot of people who were sort of more in the middle. Not always, but that's a lot of times how it happens.
You got that?
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
And Paul, are you ready? Are you ready to play any fantasy Big Brother this year?
That's exactly what I'm ready for. So I'm actually with Rob. We're doing a fantasy league based on Big Brother 14 this year.
Oh. Yeah.
Nicole, you look a little surprised.
I did not know about this.
Yeah, so we're actually working on some cool stuff with figuring out ways to do fantasy with reality shows. And in the next couple of months, we're working on more and more stuff like that. So we will keep you posted.
Very cool.
And we're going to try out a draft for Big Brother this season. So we'll let you know exactly how we figured out for next week.
I think I did know about this.
Okay, yeah, it sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we'll keep you updated on Twitter and definitely keep in touch.
All right. Take care, Paul. Bye.
Bye, Paul.
All right. Thanks.
There you have it.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Whoa. I'm knocking stuff
over.
Get
it together.
All right. Get it together. All right. Let's get it together and talk about Ian. All right. So here's Ian, Nicole. I saw Stephen Fishback tweeted today that Big Brother may have found its Cochran.
Ooh.
So
every show needs a Cochran.
Every show needs a little Cochran. So... here we go, Nicole. Ian Terry, 21 years old.
Yes.
What? He's got a lot.
He's an engineering student, so he's smart.
Yes.
He is a nerd fashionista.
A nerd fashionista?
He has a collection of glasses in every color.
Is he a hipster?
No.
Is he a hipster?
He's not a hipster.
Okay. Thank goodness. Okay.
No, we like hipsters.
We do?
There's probably some hipsters.
Do we have? I don't think any hipsters watch this show. This show's
we're not cool.
This show's not cool enough for hipsters.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're a hipster and you're watching this show, let me know and I won't talk about the hipsters anymore.
Yeah, I don't think hipsters use chat rooms.
Yeah, I don't think hipsters are doing spree casts about Big Brother 14.
Nope.
Michael Norris says he's a hipster.
Is a hipster.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, and your neighbor is a mainstream hipster. Okay, mainstream hipsters are cool.
Okay, cool.
But if you're wearing a hat right now and you have thick glasses that
thick
aren't prescription,
and you
have an iPhone. Right
Who
now,
doesn't have an iPhone?
And are drinking a micro brew. You're probably not going to like this show.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so Ian, he is a Big Brother super fan. He was 10 years old
one mark against him. Super fan.
He was 10 years old when he first fell in love with Big Brother. Big Brother 2.
Okay.
He watched Dr. Will.
Uh-huh.
And he loved it.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Most people did.
And it was a very influential thing. I watched his interview on Superpass. It was more like they were interviewing somebody for the biography of Dr. Will.
We have a new person in the chat room.
What is it?
Survivor Shannon.
Oh, Survivor Shannon.
He's in the house.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, anyway. So, Ian, he is... Concentrate on what I'm saying, okay. Not reading the chat room.
Okay.
So, Ian, he is in the house. What do you think about Ian?
I think that, yeah, him being a super fan is not going to go well in the show. I think that could be kind of annoying.
It could be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I think, look, if you're on Big Brother, if you're on one of these shows. Okay?
I think he really is Cochran.
He is the Big Brother Cochran. If you're on one of these shows, okay, and now this isn't 10 years ago.
Right.
Okay? You've seen this happen before. This is Big Brother 14. We're going into Survivor 25. If you're on this show and you see 21-year-old kid, like 5'2", with glasses, that you say to yourself, why is this kid here?
Right.
Is he here because he's just like the nice kid who really just loves Big Brother, and he's just like the nice super fan that's here to get everybody's autograph? Is that really what you think? Or are you pretty sure that at some point you're going to say, why did we keep this kid around? He screwed everything up. Just like Ozzy ended up saying with Cochran. Just like, you know, you're going to say with, you know, just like we had Ronnie in the house a couple of years ago.
Right.
He's there to make trouble. And if I was HOH the first week, Ian is going on the block first.
Okay. I could see that.
He is the he's the first one I want out of the house. Keep these floaters. Keep these girls who are talking about spraying people with bronzer. I hope. I don't want people to think I don't want Ian to do well.
Uh-huh.
I want Ian to do well. I think he will be good. But if you go into the big...
But you're stereotyping him.
I'm stereotyping him, yes. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you go into the Big Brother house and you see Matt Hoffman,
uh-huh.
You go into the Big Brother house and you see Ian. You go into the Big Brother house, you see Cochran. You say to yourself, this guy is here because he told the producers, I am going to do blah, blah, blah to these people.
I know the game.
I know
how to do strategy.
I know how it works,
yeah.
And I'm going to screw everybody over.
Yeah.
And I get rid of that guy first.
Mm-hmm. They play too hard, too fast.
Yeah, and it's ironic because this is kind of how I got effed over on Survivor All-Stars. But I'm telling you, I've come full circle, and this is the right strategy. You get rid of this guy first, and these girls that never watched the show are like, oh, he's nice. I like him. And he'll be in the diary room like, I'm going to screw everybody over. And he will.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Cinderella's Eyes says, Ian is way better than Cochran. He is entering the game with much more confidence than Cochran ever did.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, and Cochran is a bit more neurotic than Ian is.
In a cute way.
But he's cutely neurotic.
Right.
Not that I would know. Not that I would know. Yeah, that's what Nicole told me.
Yes.
But anyway... So he seems like a nice kid.
Uh-huh.
He seems like a nice kid, but he's like, I don't know, I'm going to be a nice guy, but I might have to lie. You know he's going to be screwing everybody over by the third week.
Yes.
So I think the arrow is pointing down on Ian. I want him gone. And I think that Willie Hance...
You're not even playing the game when you want him gone.
No, I'm saying if I'm in the house, I think Willie Hance is gonna sniff this guy out right off the bat.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Barsaw wants to know, do you think Ian will flip like Cochran on House Flipper Shane? Well, and you have Willie Hance there also.
Who's the best House Flipper?
Who knows about house flipping? Yes, but Ian will definitely flip. He'll go from one alliance to the other, which is you know, can be a smart way to go.
You got to do what you got to do.
But he's definitely I think he's going to be like Ronnie, and I can see him out pre-jury. All right, Survivor Shannon is here. I know a lot of people are asking for Survivor Shannon. I know we spent a lot of time on Willie Hance already, but I think that Shannon wants to talk a little more about Willie. So let's bring in Survivor Shannon.
Let's get some big Willie talk.
I'm going to let him know we're not here to talk about Emily and who Emily is going to pick, Survivor Shannon.
No Emily at all. We're here to talk about Willie Hance.
Yeah, okay. And you're not here to talk about primetime Alex Stein, right?
That guy's a douchebag. I don't want
to and if Shannon says you're a douchebag...
You're a big douche.
Yeah. All right, so talk about Willie Hance. All right, you want to give us a quick scouting report on Willie Hance?
Now, Willie... And it's so funny because I was telling somebody today how different each Hance is, because y'all have seen Sean, you've seen Brandon, you've seen Russell, and now you get to see Willie. Each one of them is so different. Like, Sean is... You know, just try to please everybody and make everything nice. Russell doesn't give a shit about anything, really. And then Brandon's just a mental nutbag. And then you have Willie. Willie's like a combination about all of all of them. But he's more of like clown around, fun guy. He's more hard on himself than he is on anybody else. He really is a good dude. Y'all are going to see a good guy on TV. He's freaking... You know, you never know what's going to happen in front of the cameras. You know, whenever you get in front of cameras, you never know how you're going to react. But I helped him with his video, and I made his video. He is freaking hilarious. He's really funny. I mean, y'all are going to be excited. It's going to be good.
So is Willie Hance your protege?
Willie Hance, I mean, he's – I don't know. I mean, I like him. Out of all, I'm more excited to watch him.
Are you one of the mentors,
Russell,
Shannon? Are you one of the mentors? Are you one of the mentors in the house?
Oh man, Big Brother can't handle somebody like me. Could you imagine somebody like me who gets his ass every night and being in AC and everything? I mean, come on, man, that wouldn't work.
Brandon, not Brandon Hance. He wants to know, in one interview, Ian said he expects a Hance to enter the house.
He's smart.
Could he sniff out Willie? Uh-oh.
Wait, Ian said that?
I don't know. That's what Brandon is saying.
Ian is saying that, wow, that, I mean, then he'll bust Willie. Because some of their mannerisms still the same. I don't think they look alike, but some of their mannerisms are the same. And he might bust Willie on it.
Well, the good news is that...
Willie be going by a fake name.
Yeah. Now, will Willie want to get Ian out of the house right away?
That would be smart.
Don't look for Willie to make too many big moves to start, I don't think. I think he's going to lay low and kind of chill, which is, you know, we've all talked, being that it's, you know, Boo, me, James, Russell, and Brandon, we all talk and share our experiences and things like that to kind of prep us to go into these things. And you always go in with a certain mindset, and then you end up screwing it up. You get out there, somebody pisses you off, you go crazy, and you never know how it's going to go. But I don't see him making any big moves. The start. I think he'll chill, let other people screw themselves. He knows what he needs to do to stay on there and make a name for himself.
All right, Jessica, do we have any questions for Survivor Shannon from our listeners, who is Big Brother Willie's mentor now? Yeah. Now, were you doing any sort of physical challenges to get him ready for to be on the show?
Willie is my bitch. Willie lost a lot of weight to go on the show, because Willie's a big time smoker. He's a hell of a gambler, and but he lost a lot of weight to go in that shape. Willie used to work. He used to work for my company, and he would go back and forth. Whenever Russell's company would slow down, he'd come work for me. And then whenever Russell needed help, he'd go back and work for Russell, and they'd flip flop, go back and forth like that. And he lost a lot of weight. I can tell you that he learned. Okay. And he wasn't we're all huge Survivor fans. But he studied his ass off of the game of Big Brother before he went in there.
Maybe we need a Hance on the Biggest Loser.
Oh.
Devin wants to know, who do you think will be the biggest douche in the house? Do you have a call on that? I know you've already called out primetime Alex Stein.
He's the biggest douche I've ever seen. He's not the biggest villain. He's douche ever.
The biggest douche.
That guy pisses vinegar for sure. But look, I say the the weirdo is this Will kid. He is a freaking.
We'll get to him.
Is that the guy with the long hair?
Yeah. What is Willie's reaction going to be to Will?
Yeah.
And they have the same name. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think to his face, he's going to be all right. But behind cameras, he's going to say some funny shit about him, probably. Okay. If I had to imagine, he has some funny things to say about that guy. That guy was actually trying. He's been cast for a bunch of shows, and he was actually saved for Big Brother or Survivor. He was saved for one of those shows. He was going to try to get on that. Remember that Ford thing they were doing where they drive the cars around?
Yeah.
That shit. Remember that? He tried to get on that because he had a huge YouTube following or something.
Whoa. Just Bob says, does Willie say I'm the greatest of all time like Russell?
No.
Probably not. Does he have a catchphrase?
Nobody's like
him. Does he have a catchphrase? Is something he says all the time?
Rob's big on catchphrases.
Yeah. I think you need one.
Man, I'd have to, there's a few of them in his video. I'd have to watch his video and get back with you on that.
All right, last question. Then we're only on Ian, and we got like seven more people to talk about. Kelly says, will Willie have a showmance with anybody? What do you think? Can a Hance keep it in his pants? That's their downfall. That's their kryptonite.
It's so small, I don't know how it fall out of their pants. I mean, how does something like this fall out of your pants? But no, I think he's got a Boo at home, so I don't think he's going to be doing that. But then again, I mean, hey.
Boo from Survivor Fiji?
No, he's got a Boo like a girl at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be too. You never know, but.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. But that is the kryptonite for the Hance men.
They're such ladies.
Yes, Delilah that always trips them up. Mm-hmm. It's always a woman. Okay? Not like Survivor Shannon. That is never his downfall.
Hell no.
That's right.
Hell
no. All right. Shannon, I'm sure we'll be seeing more of you, a lot of you this summer. So we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Take care. Have a good
Bye,
one.
Shannon.
Bye. Later.
Yeah, the Hance men, it's always there. That's
their
kryptonite.
Pants.
The Hance can't keep it in their pants. All right, so I say thumbs down on Ian. I think he'll be fun to watch on the show.
I feel like I'm kind of neutral on him.
I think he's gonna be in trouble. I think that Willie's gonna target him.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna be out before the merge. And
maybe Willie's gonna lay low. He's not gonna make any big moves.
And I'm telling you, this kid, he's 21 years old. He's waited his entire life to get into the Big Brother house.
Maybe we finally have the fan that'll come through for the fans.
No, he's not going to come through for the fans. And then the mentors are going to be in the house, and he's going to be like, oh my God, it's you. He's going to be like Adam. Mm. the worst case scenario is he's like Adam. And if he's like Adam, he sticks around till the end.
Yes.
The best case scenario is that he's like, wants to shake things up. And because he wants to shake things up so much, he'll be out before the merge.
I think either way,
it's not going to go well.
I disagree.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. Like, oh my God, it's you. Let's talk about Jen Arroyo. I don't know, any relation to Bronson Arroyo?
Probably.
All right, so Jen is from Brooklyn.
She's from the BK.
Yeah. Okay, what do we think about Jen?
Jen, first of all, she does not look 37 years old.
It's not the years, it's the mileage, Nicole.
No, I'm saying she looks younger.
Oh, you think she looks younger?
I think she looks younger than 37.
Oh, no. Nicole, you got to watch her video.
Okay. I did not watch the videos.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, Jen Arroyo.
She's another rocker.
Yeah, she's off her rocker. Yeah.
I feel like if Adam wasn't taken, this would be the perfect match. Does she like Apple Teenies and 90210?
That I don't know. She loves to play guitar and bass. I feel like we need to set her up with Billy Garcia. I feel like that would be.
I feel like their hair matches.
Yeah, I think they're from the same part. Like, I think is Billy Garcia from Brooklyn also?
Maybe Queens.
Yeah, he lives like near Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
they could rock out with their whatever's out.
Oh, I was gonna say that too.
Yeah. So I don't think that the arrow is looking up too much for Jen.
Okay.
I think that Jen is the first one out of the house.
What was it about her video that makes you say this?
Well, that she seems like she's very abrasive. I don't think she's going to get along too. I think that all of the girls are going to get along pretty good for the most part. There's a few like nice, sweet girls. She seems standoffish. Girls hate, like, it gets very cliquey in the Big Brother house. She's not going to want to be in a clique with any of the girls. She could be in a whack pack alliance with Will. But I think they'll be targeted early. Uh-huh. And then a lot of times what happens is, you go into the house and you are already different.
Right.
And people, don't associate with you because you're different. And then you sort of, instead of saying, oh, hey, let me take this opportunity to introduce myself. I know that my appearance can be a bit standoffish, but I just want to let you know I'm really this kind of person. A lot of times they internalize this and say, oh, you see, these people are all fake and stupid, and I'm not going to hang out with them. And
the chip on the shoulder.
She has a chip on her shoulder, and I think that they will, that people will not, immediately flock to her. And when they don't immediately flock to her, she'll say, oh, you see? And then I think that she will be on the block week one, crying, meltdown. We'll see 2 weeks from Thursday night. Get your key. First one out.
Okay, I did not get this from her.
Oh, you gotta watch the video.
Yes, so I see you have an advantage over me because you watched the video. I didn't know that these videos existed.
How I like it.
Because you keep secrets from me.
And I won't give you the password for Superpass.
It's the same password.
Pay me for the live feeds, then you can have one. That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Jen equals Courtney Moon. Well, I think Courtney Moon had the...
she's got a chip on her shoulder.
The chip on the shoulder syndrome,
especially
too.
Especially post-game.
Post-game, yeah. So, I think...
Say hi to my friend's dad.
Yeah. I thought she had a little bit of a chip on her shoulder as well. But I don't know about... I don't feel good about Jen. I hope I'm wrong. Hope she's a lot of fun. But she seems a little angry already before she even goes in the house.
Mm.
And if there's any, if you're angry when you go, before you even go into the
Wait
house.
Wait till you get in the
you
house.
You don't have a prayer.
Yes.
You don't have a prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Any other thoughts? I'm very anti Jen. I don't think she'll do well in the game. Again, I don't want people to say I'm anti Jen as a person. Right. I'm anti Jen's chances in the game.
Okay.
But if you disagree with me, I love to hear it. That's what makes for an interesting conversation with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
What do I know? I'm wrong all the time. How many times am I wrong with the predictions?
all the time.
Have I ever been right with a prediction? I don't even know why people even listen to these shows.
No, you're always wrong.
I'm always wrong.
I'm always right.
Sometimes I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kind of like in the ballpark a little bit.
I'm in the ballpark.
You got a little bit going on.
Yes.
But yeah.
I see that Keith Renfro compared me to Stephen A. Smith.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I say, let me tell you something about Jen. Jen. Dylan says, looks wise Jen reminds me of Lydia, who I hated.
So who was also abrasive.
For her.
Yes.
But, I mean, Lydia wasn't, I mean, she got along with some people in the house. She had, like,
she had her core group of friends.
She had her core group of friends, and she was in the season where it was, like, she was in the freaks? What were they, the nerds?
Yeah.
She was, like, with Ronnie and with Michelle, right? And she was in that clique. And then she was, but she got along with Jesse, and then she had the thing with Shima.
The offbeats.
Yeah, the offbeat. Yeah, yes. Very good. So she seemed a little friendlier, Lydia.
She got mad, Lydia.
Yeah.
She got mad.
We'll see. I know that Jen seems to have a lot of defenders already.
Yeah.
And Lydia gets mad after the show, too. I think a little bit from what I read on Twitter. But
Are you following her?
It's too much Lydia for me. It was too much.
It was too much.
Charles says, too many chicks in the house. Guys will be out before jury. All girl finals in the works.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of girls. There are a lot of girls to go against the girls.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I don't know if this is going to be like Survivor One World, but we'll have to see if there's a Kim Spradlin in the house.
Yes, Kim Spradlin engaged.
What?
Yes, to a gold digger.
A gold? She found a gold digger man?
Yes.
What animal is
I don't know. He's probably a very nice guy.
Yeah. Okay.
But now she gets engaged after she wins $1 million.
Aha! Mm-hmm. Kim! Far be it from me to criticize a Survivor winner.
Uh-huh.
But, jumping back on that horse a little soon, Kim.
Oh, well... Well, love happens
just
when it
got divorced.
When it wants to happen.
Kim, you don't want to race into marriage number two.
Yes, I hear the Rock is huge, though, so maybe he's got money.
Okay. Well, it's not, size isn't everything, Nicole.
It's the motion of the ocean.
All right. So I say no, thumbs down on Jen. It seems like some people disagreed with me, but I think a lot of people were sort of quietly agreeing with me. Yeah,
I'm not laughing at you.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about. Do I have to like put a blinder up? You can't see the chat room.
Some people just crack.
Please,
me up.
Chat room.
Some people crack. Me
please,
up.
Chat room. Let's try to keep it. Let's keep it together.
Keep
here.
Making me laugh, please.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Jody.
Jody.
What do we think about Jody? Now, Jody. Here's some things about Jody. One of the things about Jody. Which past cast member did you like most or least?
Uh-huh.
And she loved, her favorite person was Brittany from season two.
Well,
I love Brittany from season
Brittany
two.
Too.
I mean,
yeah.
Who could forget Brittany from season two?
Oh, from season two.
Brittany from season two.
Or is that the second season that she watched?
That was, Brittany from season two. That was so great with, which one was she? She was the, Yeah, there's no Brittany on season... Brittany from season one is who she liked?
Oh, I thought she meant Brittany Hayes.
Brittany Hayes? Oh, from season 12?
Wait, that's the second season that she saw.
Which is a typo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, is she handing it in wrong? Did she tell somebody and they don't have at Rob's fact checker?
Ooh.
I don't know. What's going on here
on
CBS.com?
Mm-hmm.
Need Rob's fact checker to proofread some of these things. Okay, so there's no Brittany from season two. But even I was watching her on the on her interview on Superpass, and she was talking about who she liked and who she didn't like, and she was like, "Oh, I hated Russell from season 11 with his Technotronics."
She has no clue what's going on.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like casting wise, she is filling the Kalia spot from last year.
She is the Kalia.
But I just feel like, did the Kalia experiment go so great last year?
I don't think it worked last year.
I don't think... Why are we doubling down on our Kalia here?
I don't know. Kalia's Sandwich, I think, has a Twitter follower. Kalia,
already?
Yes.
Already?
Or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, it wasn't like people like, oh, we love Kalia. I wish there was somebody like Kalia this season.
Yeah, no, no one said that.
No, she's not exactly like a Kalia. She's married, where Kalia was single. She has 5 kids, but she's not going to have any showmance.
Is she like the mom of the season?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what she is, but I feel like, you know, I'm not that excited about Jodi. And I don't want to turn this like into a racial thing. I want diversity,
right,
in the house.
Of course.
I just don't want, her.
Is she funny?
Demographically is more my issue. I'm not saying anything about race. It's more like, haven't we seen
what is she bringing to the table?
Didn't we have somebody last year that was like this exact same age? That was sort of, you know, a floater. That,
how was she in her video? Was she funny? Was
no,
there something
she
about
wasn't
her?
Funny. No, she was like Kalia.
Oh.
Yeah. Jose says, Jodi is also a big fan like Frank and Ian.
Okay.
I think you watched the interviews wrong, Rob. I didn't watch the interview wrong. I watched the
interview
right.
Yes, it is what it is.
Yes. I don't know. So I don't know about Jodi. Well, I hope I'm wrong.
She'll probably go far, though.
Yeah. Well, why do you say she'll go far? And then she's another
Kalia
one.
Kalia went far, too.
She's another one where she was like, oh, I hate the floaters. I'm getting the floaters out of the house. And I guarantee you that she is a floater. She is the biggest floater in the house.
Yes.
And she said, like, oh, floater, that's like a bad word to me. That means you're insignificant if you're a floater.
Wait, that's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said. And I guarantee you she is the biggest floater in the house.
But that's a good thing you said. You said you want to be a floater.
Yeah. So I think it's a good thing, but I don't think that if you think it's a bad thing, that's a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
And then it's always like, you know, if you have to declare it, it's like the things that you say that you're against the most, you probably are.
Yeah.
So it's like the, homophobic thing where the people who are really in the closet are like, oh yeah, down, yeah, Prop 8, no gays should be married. I hate the gays. But they're really in the closet. They're really gay.
Uh-huh.
This is like the people who hate the floaters. The people who hate the floaters the most, with the exception of Rachel. The people who hate the floaters the most are the people who actually are the floaters. And if Jodi is not a floater in this house, I will retire from podcasting. How about that?
Uh-oh.
This is a retirement match between me and you, Jodi. Write it down. Write it down. Jodi, floater, put it in the book.
I'm going to say she's going to go far because she's going to be a floater.
Why?
Oh, look at you with your shirt open like this.
You want it open more?
I just noticed this.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. So manly.
So we'll see. Let's see what happens.
Michael Norris wants you to open your shirt.
Open it more? I'm gonna rip it off in a second and fight Psycho Sid. So the people who hate the floaters the most are, like, I'm sure if you talked to Adam last season,
uh-huh,
and Adam, what do you think about floaters? Like, oh, I hate floaters. Floaters, they're the worst. I'm gonna get some floaters out of this house. Mm-hmm. And it's always the floaters.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah. And just keep an eye.
Well, we love Adam.
Yeah. And watch a chat room. Don't make me get the Troll Patrol out tonight.
Oh, what's going on? I actually wasn't looking.
Troll Patrol, woo! Yeah, I'll fire up the Troll Patrol. Jessica
yeah.
Frey makes one phone call. Troll Patrol.
Woo! Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Joe, who... Troll Patrol might have to go after Survivor Shannon.
No, leave him alone!
All right, let's talk about Joe. Now, Joe, mysteriously, he doesn't have an interview up on Superpass, which I don't really understand.
Uh-huh.
Unless I missed it.
Yes.
Okay? So... Joe does not have an interview on Superfest. Oh, he replaced Mike? Is that what's going on here? He was an alternate?
Okay.
Because I was wondering why we have why we still have 12 people. Okay, so we have a guy who was out at the last second. Now we're gonna bring in Joe, whose role models are Chicken George and Dr. Will,
dear God.
Yeah, which is almost like
it's like you're bipolar.
Yeah, pick a side. What do you want to be? It's like I'm trying to think of what you could be. It's like your two mentors are like the fattest person in the world and the skinniest person in the world. Those mm-hmm. are your two.
Yes.
Yeah. So Crazy Eyes Joe, the people are saying, he looks like a creeper.
But he's a chef, which is going to go, is a good thing for him.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's amazing.
I cooking is where you want to be
yes.
in the Big Brother house, because you get to hang out in the kitchen all the time. You
You're
get to
feeding
see
people.
Who eats with who. You foster goodwill with
I'm
everybody.
I'm sure he can make the slop taste good.
Yeah, and then you have a lot of like downtime with like the person who's washing the dishes, and you could sort of be like cooking or whatever, and like, oh, did you hear what this person said about you?
Yes, yes.
You believe this guy?
Yeah, you believe this, so you believe this douche? Yeah.
He says if he wins... Yeah, here, you guys have to get ready for the live feeds. Practice listening to
yes.
whispering. If he says that he's going to go on the block, he's going to use the veto.
He said that?
Yes.
I hate him.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
House guests, please put on your microphone.
Please stop singing.
Reverend Shannon says, is this Survivor Shannon? How are we going to keep Will and Willie and Joe and JoJo straight this season, Rob? That is easy. One of them will have to be the Will that sucks,
and
one of them will have
sucks.
To be the Joe that sucks. Duh. That's how we tell the difference between people on Rob as a podcast.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm saying thumbs up for Joe.
Okay. So
thumbs
up. So thumbs up for Joe. Yeah, I'll say thumbs up for Joe, but we don't really know a lot about Joe.
Yes.
He's a mystery. He's an enigma.
I feel like he's staring at me in that
he's
picture.
Staring. He's staring.
Creeping me out.
Got a creepy picture.
Creeping
and
me out.
Wouldn't click on that one on Match.com for the ladies. All right.
Why are you on Match.com?
No, don't worry about that. Okay. All right. So let's...
don't come across my picture.
Anything else about Joe? That podcast says, why do all the chefs have to wear their outfit on the reality show? We get it. You're a chef.
Is he wearing his outfit? Yeah, he is wearing his outfit.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hope he doesn't come into the house with a chef outfit on a hat.
I hope he wears a hat.
Yeah. I hope so. But a lot of times that pisses people off when you're the chef. Although it worked out for Jonas. People like Jonas because he was a chef. But then they had to vote him off early.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about JoJo.
JoJo, straight from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, she's like the Angelina of Big Brother.
You don't want to be the Angelina.
Yeah, JoJo, Nicole, what do you think? Now, I thought JoJo, I thought she was very very attractive.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked the JoJo.
Well, you like the Italian girls.
I do. I see some people saying that JoJo is my pick to win. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about JoJo. What item would she want to take into the house?
Sorry.
Yeah. Has anybody seen my chapstick?
She has to keep her lips soft.
Yes, she wants her chapstick.
To make out with the boys.
She is also, her strategy for winning Big Brother is, of course I have a strategy, but is it smart to tell you? Is this a trick question?
I'm not telling.
If you say to the person that's interviewing you to go on Big Brother, do I have a strategy? If you have to repeat the question,
you don't.
You don't have a strategy.
Yes.
JoJo is going to go into the house.
JoJo, no.
Yeah, JoJo. I think she's on the block week one with my friend. What was her name? Who's the other girl I said was going to be on the block? The other girl was it? I don't have the back button ready to go.
Ashley,
are you sure about that? Yeah, is there even an Ashley on this show?
Yes.
No, that's not her. Yeah, and Jen. Okay. Yeah, I think Jen and JoJo are on the block. And maybe Jen or JoJo is such a biatch.
I think she's gonna be spicy.
It's too spicy, and maybe she goes home first.
Yes.
But I hope she does well. But I think if you're a girl going into the Big Brother house and saying, I'm going to make waves, that is the worst
you
possible strategy
yeah.
and the fastest way out of the Big Brother house. Like, you could be a guy and make waves a bit in the Big Brother house, but if you're a girl and you do anything out of the ordinary in week one, bye-bye, you're gone.
Sayonara.
You're gone. Nobody's gonna forgive you.
Bye-bye, bitches.
Bye-bye, bitches, that's right.
Yes.
And Big Brother is truly a game of bye-bye, bitches.
Yeah.
Because the people that are the most outspoken, at the very least, end up on the block week one.
Yes.
Sometimes you can bounce back. Look at Rachel Riley.
Speaking of Rachel and JoJo, JoJo hates Rachel. But I see a lot of similarities.
Yes. Well, people, a lot of times, you know, like the people who hate the floaters?
Yes.
And they actually are floaters.
Yeah.
The people who hate Rachel are just like Rachel.
And she said that Rachel had an annoying laugh.
How dare you? Never. That is forbidden.
Yes.
We don't say that.
JoJo.
You know,
I bet she has a weird laugh, JoJo.
Probably. And the drum beat on the rumor mill won't go away. Is Rachel one of the four returning people? I said I would be surprised the other day if Rachel was back. I still say I would be surprised, but I would say today from Tuesday, I would be less surprised today than I would be on Tuesday.
Aren't they supposed to get married at some point?
Like, I know.
They keep going on these shows, postponing the wedding.
The drum beat won't go away.
Yeah.
That it isn't Rachel. I don't think it is Rachel.
I don't think it's Rachel.
I would say I'll put it at 30% Rachel. I'm not going to rule. I would have said it was at 5% on Tuesday.
You know what gets me that I don't like?
What's that?
That all of these people that are rumored to be on Big Brother, the mentors.
Yeah.
If they are, why they continue to have someone do their Twitter?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know, because then people will say, oh, I can't believe you tricked me.
You're not tricking anybody.
All right, so the chat room is jumping up and down. Grodner says nobody from last season is on.
Okay. I did hear that.
All right, everybody. Take it easy. We got it. So they said, but again, they've said a lot of things. So
that's true.
I don't know
if
you want to take what they're telling you at face value. We're just saying that it's possible they could change their mind. Okay, things have happened. Big Brother, expect the unexpected. Right?
We'll see.
Okay. Any questions or comments on JoJo? Want to get some questions from you guys? Fire it up. So Ron Chan says, are you Team JoJo or Team Kara?
Whoa. Okay, different reasons.
Are they opposite against each other? Can I be both? I mean, can't they get along with each other? I mean, why do pretty girls have to fight with each other?
Because there can only be one pretty girl.
There can only be one pretty girl in the house.
Yes.
You
need a pretty girl, a chubby girl, and a not so pretty girl to hang out together.
Yeah. What about Jenna and Heidi? They didn't hate each other.
Can't they be
best friends?
I guess.
One is a brunette, one is a blonde. You hate the girl that has the same hair color as you. You can like another girl if she has a different look than you.
Or you hate the girl that can't hear.
Yes. Yeah, if she has a different look. Like, Kara is probably going to hate Ashley because there can't be two pretty blondes in the house. People will be confused because a lot of people, you know, they come home from work, have about 7 beers, and then they start flipping around what's on TV. And if there's two blonde girls on Big Brother, they can't figure out what's happening.
That's not nice.
I'm telling you, that happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
It happens to a lot of people. And plus, if Janelle is in the house, forget it. Somebody has to wear a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin says, I'm calling showmance for JoJo.
I can see it.
Well, here's the problem with showmances. I don't think there's a lot of eligible dudes in the house. This season of Big Brother it's like The Bachelor.
Heavy.
Yeah. There's like, you know, 5 or 6 babes in the house and one normal looking guy.
Yeah.
This is The Bachelor.
It's no sausage fest.
Yeah. And if I'm Willie Hance, I'm getting rid of Shane on day one and I'm going to town.
Yes.
Because there are no eligible guys in this house except for Shane.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really?
Willie has the boo at home.
I mean, let me give you, unless the returning players are tearing it up and, you know, from who we're talking about, one of them is married, but one of them is a notorious ladies man. So that's entirely possible.
Uh-huh.
But tell me who, if you're a girl in the house, let me tell you your options. You're a single girl in the house. Okay. Imagine. Pretend you're not madly in love with me, okay?
Done.
All right, so you're a girl in the house. Let me introduce you to your eligible bachelors. Okay. Oh, well, here's Shane. House
flipper. Shane's not my type.
He's not your type. Okay, good. Well, that's fine. He's not your type.
He's not my type.
Plenty of other fish in the sea.
Okay.
Here's Crazy Frank. Frank the Tank? You like Frank?
If he makes me laugh.
Okay. What about Ian? Ian Terry? You know, but Ian?
I do love Cochran.
Ian? Whoa. How about Crazy Eye Joe? You hungry?
If he's going to cook for me.
For Crazy Eye, yes. Crazy Eye Joe?
You don't want to do anything on a full belly.
Yeah. How about Will Huser?
He's going to use my flat iron.
Yeah, he's going to use your flat iron. I think he's playing for the other team. Okay? And how about, uh, oh, about Willie Hance?
Well, I don't know. I kind of like Willie Hance.
And you know the thing about the Hance?
I'll take the Hance out of his pants.
Yeah, so not a lot. This could be the least showmantic season unless Shane is, this could be like Big Love for Shane.
They got to give this cast a lot of booze.
They got to give him a lot of booze. Okay, so there we go. So let's talk about Kara.
Kara,
interesting, did you know, Nicole? Kara is a, there's a lot of things about her. Let me tell you some interesting facts about her. She likes to run.
Oh, she's a runner.
She likes to do yoga.
Oh, I like to do yoga.
She also, she wishes she had her Nook so she can read. Let's see. There must be something else interesting.
Have an iPad?
There must be something else interesting about her. It's going to be hard for her not to talk to her mom.
Oh, she's close to her mommy.
She is also, did I say she likes hiking?
No.
There must be some. Oh, yeah. She's a former Playmate of the Year. Hello.
Wowzer.
In related news.
Oh, this is Kara Monaco.
Yes.
I know who she is.
Yes.
Oh, I really know who she is.
Kara Monaco, former Playboy Playmate of the Year. Coming to you live.
She needs to keep that a secret, but I bet the guys will probably know that.
Coming to you live on the Big Brother live feeds, and in a related story, Big Brother live feed early bird discount goes through Wednesday, July 11th. If there was ever a year to get the Big Brother live feeds, this is your year. Playboy Playmate of the Year, Kara Monaco in the Big Brother house.
She was on Girls Next Door. She's very sweet.
Kate says, JoJo said she would hook up
and
with anyone, man or woman, to stay in the house. Who can you see it with, man or woman? Well, you can see it all
on the live feed.
Oh, boy. We might have to get Showtime back at this point.
Yeah.
We might have to get Showtime. All right. So, Kara Monaco, what do we think about this, Nicole?
This is a tough one. She's pretty. The other girls aren't gonna like her. She's a Playboy playmate. The other girls aren't gonna like her.
Yeah.
The guys that are in the house, they don't really strike me as Playboy.
Reasons. What do you think Ian is gonna think when he finds out a Playboy playmate is in the house?
Which one's Ian?
Ian Terry, the Cochran.
He's going to have a permanent boner.
Whoa! Oh, no.
Yes.
Is that on the Big Brother live feed bingo card? Charlie says, Kara lied in her video. I worked at Disney for 2 years, and I know for a fact you can't play all the characters she said she played. Good liar or bad liar, doesn't know, don't know, but Arrow is down. Well, if she's... Now, Charlie is saying that...
I believed her.
I believed her, too. Yeah. This is like... You're like Captain Kosher, and Matt is lying about his disease that his wife has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because you're a doctor, or a foot doctor. Not really a doctor, but you kind of know that you can't work at Disney and play all the characters. I think Kara is going to be extremely interesting to watch this season, because she's a Playboy playmate. But
I think she's going to do well.
She's not a spring chicken at 29. And again, a girl who is in Playboy who says she's 29 is probably like 34.
36.
Okay. So it seems like if you had a career and you were on the up and up, your career was ascending upwards as a Playboy playmate. You don't stop at the Big Brother house on the way to the Playboy Mansion.
That's on the way down.
You hit the Big Brother house on the way home from the Playboy Mansion. Okay? But this is good news for us because this seems a little touch of the desperate, which is good.
Maybe she's just a big fan.
Just a big fan, but desperate playmate in the Big Brother house equals good news for you and good news for me and good news for podcasting. Okay?
I think thumbs up for Kara.
She just wants to play Big Brother. That's it.
Wants to show her boobs,
too. Hey, just wants to go compete for $500,000.
Yeah.
Brandon says, Kara compared herself to Jordan, who had a lot of wardrobe malfunctions. Get those live feeds. I've actually, I need to verify some of those. So send me some links.
Jordan had some wardrobe.
Yeah, Nicole wants to see it too. Don't let her lie to you.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let it. Well, Ding, Mary, Kill, JoJo, Kara, Danielle. Okay, Nicole, you want to do a quick Ding, Mary, Kill, JoJo, Kara,
okay.
Danielle.
I have to look at my notes.
Okay. Let's see. I think this one is going to be pretty.
I think I know what Rob's going to do.
I think. Okay. What am I going to do, Nicole?
Rob JoJo, is going Kara, to Danielle. Kill JoJo.
Yeah.
Ding, Kara, marry Danielle.
That is absolutely correct.
I know my
man. That is why you know me so well.
I know who you want to ding.
That is, yes. That is why you are the first lady of podcasting. Yes. That is perfectly done.
Yes.
You could do it where you ding JoJo and kill Kara, but the...
good set of knockers.
Yeah, you'd want to tell your friends you hooked up with the Playmate of the Year.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down
to.
Okay? So, if this was only Mormon Big Brother, this is... That's what they're talking about in the chat room.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation the other day about if we were Mormon.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
It's probably not politically correct. Okay. So, what about Kara? Anything else on Kara? I feel like you guys would have a lot more to say about Kara, former Playmate of the Year.
Yeah, I feel like the chat room is not really very active.
Yeah, I feel like somewhere Russell Hantz is pissed that I couldn't have been on a show with a Playmate. I'm on a show with Natalie White.
Well, he does get to go to the finale, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Tom, Kara said in her video she isn't telling anyone she was in Playboy. Good move or not?
I think that's a bad move because I think that either they're gonna know or they're gonna suspect something that she's kind of the Playboy type.
Interesting. I think it's a good move not to tell anybody. Although, I have to say, every single person is like, well, I'm really an accountant, but I'm going to tell everybody in the house that I'm a waiter.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy who's a waiter is like, I'm really a waiter, but I'm going to tell everybody in the house that I'm an accountant. It's like, can somebody just say, it doesn't matter what you do.
Who cares?
Nobody's going to say, and nobody's saying like, oh, that guy is an architect. And he knows a lot about houses, and this is the Big Brother house, and he probably has a lot of money, so we'll get rid of him. It's like, oh, okay.
I think she's also going to run into a problem because she wasn't a character on the Girls Next Door, but
was at Disneyland. She was all the characters.
Oh, she was all the characters there. But she was also on the Girls Next Door, and I'm sure the girls that are in the house have watched the show and know who she is.
Interesting. Well, you knew who she was.
I knew who she was.
Okay, so we'll see. I think she... Don't say that you were in Playboy.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't hurt to act like you were in Playboy.
Yeah, just show your boobs.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? But I think the girls in the house could be a little catty.
They're not going to like that.
Yeah, they're not going to like that.
They're not going
to
like that.
Depending on the other girls. So let's talk about a guy we mentioned a little bit. How about Shane? Not Shane Powers.
The Shane that
Shane Shane Meany.
He's the house flipper.
The house flipper. Now, his hair is sort of... He's got like a weird part in this video. I thought
it's
this is
like a weird
looking guy
in, middle, yeah.
In this picture. But I watched his video on Superpass, and his hair was much more normal.
Yes. Survivor Shen says, Shane is a poo-poo stained Shane.
No, that was worth repeating. That certainly was. So, Shane, he doesn't really watch Big Brother. We're really not sure why he's there other than to be the bachelor of Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
And what do we think, Nicole? Is the arrow pointing up or pointing down for him?
I think he's kind of douchey.
Yeah. We'll see. I really feel like a lot of this season is going to swing on Willie Hantz. I really do. Because I feel like that Willie Hantz is either going to look at this guy, but a lot of times the Hantz men, they don't want another alpha guy around. And Willie Hantz could take one look at this guy, Shane, and say, I could be hanging out with six hotties if it wasn't this guy around. Shane, you're going on the block.
But this is the evolved Hantz.
The evolved Hantz?
Maybe.
But you think any Hantz man in his right mind, even Brandon Hantz, would say, I don't want to be around. Well, Brandon Hantz would not get all the hot women out of the house.
I don't think you should take that into any consideration.
But I don't know. And he's also a house flipper, and that's going to piss off Willie Hantz.
Or maybe that'll bring them together.
No, he's going to piss him off. I'm the greatest house flipper of all time. If he becomes friends with Willie, is it definite that he will be featured on Flipped Off? Oh, that'd be very, he'd be a good addition. Mm-hmm. But that being said, though, I think Shane says he's not, he is a house flipper, but he's not going to tell the people in the house because then he doesn't want them to know that he's good with money, and he's not going to tell them he was most eligible Bachelor of the Year
in high school
in Vermont or something like that. Yeah. He was the he was Mr. Vermont of most eligible Bachelor of Vermont.
Oh, okay. Did you see what he put for the item that he would like to bring into the house?
Condoms?
No.
What?
His push-up bar.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Douche alert.
Douche alert. Yeah, I mean, he's almost like a Big Jeff without a sense of humor.
And gray hair.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see about Shane. He's 26. He seems like an old 26. Like he doesn't seem that fun.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens with Shane, but he's definitely there looking for a showmance. He's definitely going to be hooking up with one of these chicks. Do you want to call it right now?
With Kara.
Oh, Playboy Playmate.
Yep.
Oh,
he's going to be all up on that.
He's going to be all up on that, yeah. Second choice, Ashley? No, but I think he's going to want the... and then she's going to tell him that she was in Playboy.
Yes.
Or it'll be a big secret. Then we'll know.
And then he'll tell her his secret, that he's a house flipper.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What if it's that all of America knows that that she's in Playboy, and we all go on Google and see her naked? But he thinks that she's just a nice girl, and then he proposes to her, and we all know that his fiance is totally naked. And then it'll be interesting to see when that comes up in the showmance.
You know what? Some girls get naked.
Yeah,
it's on the internet. They're still nice.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is good.
As long as they're in good taste.
This is good. All right. So we talked about Willie. Let's talk about our last house guest of the night. How about Will Hooser? Is it Hooser?
Whatever.
All right, Nicole. Let us talk about Will.
His dreamy hair.
Yes. What do we have to say about Will?
Will.
What isn't there to say about Will?
Will, I don't know.
Yes. Okay. So Will is a marketing consultant. Now, I don't know what Will is doing in this house. I really, really don't. Because it does not seem to me like he is there to play Big Brother. I think to me, I wrote down on my paper, here was the math I did. Will is Crispin Glover plus Tyson plus Lady Gaga equals Will.
I don't see the Lady Gaga, but okay.
Okay, go to his YouTube channel. Okay, and then...
He has a YouTube channel, though?
Go to his YouTube channel. What is it, Will? What's his YouTube channel? It's Will, the Will Show, is that what it is? Let me see if I could bring something up here on the Will Show.
Oh, I would love to see it.
Okay, the Will Call Desk.
Is it better than Bill Posley?
Is it better than Primetime Alex Stein's YouTube channel? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The Will Show. It's a little disturbing. I have to be honest. And okay, oh, I spelled it wrong. Okay, so it's what did you think of the Will Show before I I'm trying to type it up and it's auto correcting to a different channel.
I didn't know what to think about him.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. Well, let me play a video, and let's see. It'll give you a little bit more. This is a lot of his videos are him playing different characters in drag.
Shut up! I'm making my own damn video. Close your legs to married men, Kim.
This is one of the more normal ones.
I'm gonna write a song. Won't take me very long. I'm gonna write a song and then take off my thong. They all ask, hey, Kim, where did you get your wig? I tell them it's a weave and that Nene's got a pee-pee. Make me a drink that I drink to get drunk so I can pretend
how did
that the song does not suck.
He has a big YouTube following.
Of course he does.
Yeah, of course he does. Do you want to see? Do you want to see a really weird one?
Yes,
that's really
of course
disturbing?
I do.
Do you guys like this?
Yes.
I see some people saying move on. Okay, let's see. This is called Countess Luan Chic C'est La Vie. Okay.
Interesting.
So here we go. People saying that was horrifying. Let me see. Get this.
Ladies and gentlemen, she kind of speaks.
This is scary.
I know.
We have arrived.
Gems, gems, gems and jewels.
And he plays all the characters.
Imagine what a maid will do when I drop the
bill. Yes.
Champagne, caviar, look at us, we're in a car. Luan, Luan, you're the man.
This is gonna have a
mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the tallest of them all? It's me. It's me.
It's me.
It's very scary. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But he has a big following, I guess. I don't know. Is this what? Am I too old for this? Is this good? I don't know.
It's certainly entertaining.
People love him.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I feel like he has a little bit of Reagan in him. Like Reagan had Reagan did like podcasts that were sort of a little off the wall.
Does he still do them?
This is like an acid trip. The Will Show on YouTube.
Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I would imagine he's going to be a little weird on the show.
He's going to be kind of weird. But here's the thing. Is he on the show to be weird and be funny and get Twitter followers and get YouTube follows? Or is he there to win the game? You play to win the game.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. So which is it for Will?
I don't know. I think that he obviously likes to be weird.
He likes to be weird
on the show. He's going to be on TV. This is a great outlet for him to be weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure winning $1 million would help him get weirder.
It's only $500,000.
Or $500,000. Sorry, yeah. Wrong show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that my thumb is down for Will.
Yeah, I don't see it going very far.
It's too weird, and I mean, I feel like he's weird for the sake of being weird, and it seems a little forced.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's pointing down.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be like, he'll be fun to watch on the live feeds, and maybe people say, "Oh, he's not really even playing the game. Why get rid of him?" But I don't think he's going to do well in the game. Brandon says, Will appeared on American Idol for roughly 3 seconds as a joke auditioner on season 8.
So he wants to be on TV.
He wants to be on TV.
He wants to
be
on TV.
And he doesn't necessarily want to be on Big Brother. I think he said he watched one season. He watched last season. He said he didn't like Evil Dick. He liked Rachel. That was what he did.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. So, I mean, what I do appreciate, Bonnie Lebowski. Punishment is in the BB house. We'll be watching Will's videos and listening to his music. Is that if you're a have not, you have to watch Will's videos?
Is he allowed to sing his own songs on Big Brother?
Will's, please stop singing. No, it's cool. I own the song. No, seriously,
it's
though.
It's terrible.
The song sucks. that's Pandora's box. If he opens Pandora's box, they're just going to play his song on loop over and over again. Anyway, that being said, I know how much work it is, not just from this podcast, but from, you know, everything that I've ever worked on. It's a lot of work to put, you know, do all these videos and stuff like that.
High production.
So you do need to have a work ethic. You do need to be creative. Those things will serve him well in the Big Brother house. But if he's ultimately not there to win the game, if he's ultimately there to be a clown and be a joke and get followers on YouTube, then I do not think he will do well.
Yeah.
That will not serve you well in the Big Brother house, my friend.
Will not serve you.
Okay. So, Nicole, it's about that time. Let's do our predictions, and then let's wrap this thing up.
Yes, we have a lot of Big Brother bingo cards to put in the mail.
A lot of Big Brother bingo cards to send out tonight. All right, so, Nicole, who is your pick? We've met all the house guests, and now this is barring the twist where the mentors get to play the game and potentially win it. Of these house guests here, we're going to make our pick.
Okay.
Okay? The chat room is going... I'm seeing their picks. Survivor Shannon says Willie. I'm seeing some votes for Ian. Where are you going,
Nicole?
I think
that we are going to have different opinions.
Okay.
Initially, prior to our very in-depth discussion about the house guests, I thought that Jen looked good to me.
Jen looked good to you. Okay.
But I didn't see the videos. After hearing your perspective of the videos, I'm pulling that back. I don't think that's it. That's it.
Okay.
I like Ian. He's... And I know...
Oh, you're pandering.
I'm pandering.
Pandering to the chat room.
I am not. I like Ian, and I like Willie, too.
Yeah, okay.
I really like Willie.
So, where? You got to only pick one.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Let me decide.
Drum roll, please. Chat room, you can have 10 seconds to convince Nicole.
Who should I pick?
Yes.
Chat room. So I can't be accused of spoilers. Okay. Although, it didn't happen.
I don't even think the game started yet.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you think, Nicole?
I think...
Dan Giesling's book says Dan.
I'm going to go with Ian.
Ian, all right, put it down. Nicole says Ian.
I do.
Okay, well, Nicole, let me tell you a little bit about our prediction history here on this show.
Yes, we always completely disagree.
Okay, Mike C. says Nicole looks like she has to pee very badly.
I do.
Oh, wow. I could read you like a book. All right, so real quick. We've played this prediction game for about 4 or 5 seasons now on Survivor.
Yes, I won twice.
Yeah.
Lost twice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So I won one time. I saw a young man who claimed that he was a student of the game Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew everything about Survivor, and he was going to change the game. And I put all my chips in with a young man named John Cochran.
Yes.
And that did not work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, I went on YouTube, and I saw a channel of a guy who was very hard at work making a bunch of hilarious videos of stand-up comedy and sketches and music videos. And I said, you know what? This guy is working hard, and he's going there because he wants to make it. And he's going to get to the end, and he's going to be funny and likable. And Nicole, that time that I selected Bill Posley to win Survivor did not work out.
Yes.
The time I came the closest to pulling this off,
uh-huh,
was when I selected a girl. The only time I ever predicted a girl to win anything was lovable Andrea Bolicki from Survivor Redemption Island.
Mm-hmm.
And she came, but that was the best I've ever done at the predictions.
Right.
And I think a woman is going to go the distance here.
I disagree.
And I am going to go with a woman who I think is nice, has a good personality, isn't a total dodo, only a slightly bit of a dodo, but maybe if she gets a mentor, maybe a Dan Giesling, maybe somebody who knows how to play the game under and takes them under her wing, I am going to put my pick on Danielle Murphy.
Okay. It's because you like the baseball player, Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy. He might get traded. He might get traded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So there we have it.
There we have it. So Rob says Danielle Murphy. Nicole says she is going to go with Ian. What's his name? Ian Terry?
Ian Terry? Ian whatever.
Okay.
But I think Willie is my close second.
I think Willie is in this thing.
Yes.
He's in this thing.
I would be very happy if he won.
Yeah. Chili Davis says she's out first, Rob. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. No spoilers.
Yeah.
No, nobody ruining this for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we are going to,
And Nurse already won.
All right. We're going to, wrap this up.
Uh-huh.
Just a quick show of hands. And I want to get some sort of a more official thing. I'll do this maybe on the Facebook page tomorrow. When we do our shows, do you want us to talk about spoilers? Do you need to go? You want to go? I'll wrap this up.
No, I'm fine. Okay. I don't have to go that bad.
Should we talk about spoilers from the live feeds or no spoilers? So yes for spoilers, no for
we'll
no
put a
spoilers.
Poll out on the show on the Facebook page.
So people say same format as last year. We'll see. It's going to be tough to do live shows and
no spoilers.
Yeah, but what I was thinking about doing is if we did our live show right after the eviction, then spoilers would be caught up with everything.
What day is
so there
the
wouldn't
live
be any Thursday.
Oh, that works
so,
for me.
So there wouldn't be any way to spoil it. So
okay.
We did a show right after the live show. Here's the new HOH. Here's what happened this week. What's going to happen next? And we don't have spoilers or anything.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I'm thinking. And then we'll do more shows during the week. Also,
what time is that on?
It is on Thursdays at 9. But I like to watch the East Coast feed, and so we can get on here. It'll be 7:15 our time. will be our time slot.
It's my yoga schedule, but
I'll work out. All right, so thank you guys so much. I don't know if I finished getting this out in the beginning of the show. If you want to sign up for the live feeds, you could do this up until Wednesday to get the early bird special.
And you guys better do it.
If you wait till after the 11th, then you have to pay more money, and that's just going to be a waste of money.
Yeah, so get it done.
robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds. And if you're interested, if you have your live feeds already and you want a Big Brother bingo card, there's four different ones right now.
Uh-huh.
There may be six by the time Big Brother starts. I may just keep making more bingo cards.
If
you want your bingo cards and you already have your live feeds, go to robhasawebsite.com/BB. It's very confusing. Bingo with two B's. Bingo.
Ba-bingo.
That is all. See you guys on Twitter. Thanks so much to Jessica Frey. Thanks so much to Amy Hayes for writing the recap. And thank you, Survivor Shannon, and the one and only Russell Hance. The man who is giving away his brother to Big Brother for us to watch on live feeds this summer.
He just gives away his family.
Yeah, give him away. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great night.
Bye, guys.
Bye. The end.